Salzburg is the fourth largest city in Austria and the capital of the federal state of Salzburg. The current population is about 158,000, located in the Salzburg metropolitan area. In English, Salzburg means salt fortress. Its historic old town, or Altstadt, is really renowned for its Baroque architecture and is one of the best preserved city centers north of the Alps. It's believed that the first settlers arrived here in the Neolithic age, but the ones that really put Salzburg on the map were the Celts, and they arrived here in this area of Hallstatt and Salzburg around the 5th century BC. These Celts settled in the surrounding hills, they mined salt, and built communities, and eventually many of them migrated on to the north and across a land bridge over to what's now Scotland and Ireland. After the Celts abandoned the region around 15 BC, the Romans moved in and began a settlement here called Juvavum. The Roman town Juvavum really thrived from about 45 AD into the 7th century. And then it was pretty much in ruins. A Christian missionary named Saint Rupert is credited with the 8th century revival of the city. The King of Bavaria asks Rupert to come and be bishop there in the Salzburg area in 700 AD. He chose Juvavum, he ordained priests, he built a wooden basilica, and he carried out his message of Christ's salvation to the pagans in the area. The river that runs through Salzburg is called the Salzach River, and it became famous because it carried barges from the salt mines in the mountains to the south, and they were subject to a toll in the 8th century, which was customary for many communities and cities on European rivers. The Festung Castle Hohensalzburg, the city's fortress that sits up there on the hill, was built in 1077 by Archbishop Gebhardt, who made this his residence. Over the centuries, it was greatly expanded, but it has been a continuous fortress since 1077. Salzburg was under the control of the Bavarian Empire all the way up to the late 14th century. It was a bit unique because it was considered to be an archbishopric, meaning that the leader was both a prince and the bishop of the Holy Roman Empire. This is really important because at this time there was the Protestant revolt, and the Catholics were trying to institute reforms and hold their stronghold there north of the Alps. And so Salzburg became one of the final bastions against the revolt of the Protestants led by Martin Luther. Eventually, tensions were quelled, and the independence of the city led to an increase in wealth and prosperity, culminating in the late 16th to the 18th centuries under three prince archbishops, that of Wolf Dietrich, Marcus Sittix, and Paris Lundrand. It was under the leadership of these three archbishops that, in the 17th century, Italian architects were imported who had studied Baroque styles to rebuild the city center as we see it today. Salzburg flourished and became a formidable power all the way up until the beginning of World War II. During the war, Allied bombing destroyed 7,600 houses and killed 550 inhabitants of Salzburg. There was a total of 15 strikes, and it destroyed 40% of the city's buildings, especially around the train station. Although the town's bridges and the dome of the cathedral were destroyed, much of its Baroque architecture remained intact. As a result, it's one of the few remaining grand examples of a high Baroque town. American troops entered Salzburg on the 5th of May 1945 to liberate the city. Nowadays, there are approximately 8 million tourists arriving in Salzburg each year. They come to look at the grand Baroque architecture, learn about Mozart, and also the Von Trapp family and the Sound of Music. Salzburg is an easy town for pedestrians. The historic town center is crammed in between the Salzach River and the rocky cliffs of the Mönchsberg Mountain, on which sits the Hohensalzburg Fortress. Between these two landmarks, cobble streets weave in and out of grand Baroque squares and pass under the turquoise copper domes of his many churches. Your Exploring Europe guide will take you on an informative walking tour of the historic city center, lacing together the many musical sights of the city. I hope this commentary has given you a little more information about Salzburg and a better idea about the historical and architectural significance of the city. Your adventure starts here with David McGuffin's Exploring Europe.